Thursday, April 8th, 2021, 4:58 a.m. I'm out here in my studio / garage. Gonna start painting here. I haven't painted since last Saturday. And I just turned around my painting to look at it some more. And yeah. It's got some space to it, which is kind of nice. Anyway, yesterday was a pretty busy day. It was the last day in helping my friend Ben out with his cats. They were going to return home yesterday. They said, hey, don't bother. But my wife Margaret was concerned because one of their cats really looks forward to the wet food that we fed it, and so she didn't want it waiting for wet food all day long. So on our way to grocery shop, we stopped off and dealt with the kitty and the other cat too. So hopefully what we did might have helped my friend Ben and his wife. When they got home, they didn't have to deal with that. They could have just dealt with relaxing after that, I'm sure, long drive from Arizona. Okay, so done with helping my friend Ben out. Now, my sister yesterday went to Southern California for her annual vacation in the warm part of the state. And so that means today I start feeding her cat. And this is my friend Ben's cats are a little bit more independent or resilient. We just had to go there every other day. But my sister's cat, he needs daily care. and this is no joke. The two cat, because I cleaned the litter pans on, that they had two litter pans for the cats at my friend Ben's house. And I cleaned those out. And this is no joke. My sister's one cat in one day creates more scoopable stuff out of its litter pan than the other two cats combined in 2 days. So yeah, we can't just load the guy up with a lot of dry and let him go a couple of days before I go there. I gotta go there every day. And besides, he's overweight, and I agree with my sister that we shouldn't, you know, that you don't really want to leave a lot of food there because he'll just eat it all in all in one sitting or something. So he's that kind of cat, I guess. But so he needs daily care. And so I'll be doing that for the next 11 days. Okay, so yesterday I had to deal with the front yard, the natural landscaping, which is my weeds in the front yard, were getting a little high. So I had to go out there and deal with a little bit of that, clean that up, area up, do some weed eating along the borders there and make it look a little neater. And it still looks nice, so I'm happy with that. I could have used more time, but we had to leave and go grocery shopping and get stuff out of the way. I kind of ran out of time. And it's funny when you're retired, you know, when you're working at a regular job, your 9-to-5 day or whatever job. In my case, it was 7 to 3:30 job. You had all sorts of time to do all sorts of stuff. But the minute you retire, man, you don't have enough time in the day to do everything you need to do. It's not left undone, but it's passable for now out front. I've got the backyard that needs to be mowed again and dealt with. So I'm hoping to do that. And today. But to top it off, now one of those little warning lights on the Prius came up, and So that mean I'm thinking it's due for some kind of servicing because it's a little car with a clock and a check mark. I'll have to figure it out in the little instruction manual what that little symbol means, but I'm pretty sure it means, hey, you got to change the oil on this thing pretty soon. So I've got to deal with that today too. I won't be changing the oil, but we'll see what kind of servicing it probably needs. I don't know where to take it, but I'll probably end up taking it to the dealer. Who cares? I won't talk about repair shops anymore. Don't want to badmouth people. Let's see. What else that needs to get done? Well, that's pretty much it for now. Let me get the painting here. I want to get some painting done. Play with this a little bit. I have time, so might as well do it. It's been cold. It was cold out there yesterday morning. It was cold. There was a slight delta breeze, and that chill just went right through your clothes into your bones and just made you really cold if you stood in the breeze. So that's that. Let me get to painting. I think I'll leave this open and see if I need to make another posting here. I might think of something else to say or do. So we'll leave it for now, and if not, have a good day. 6:28 a.m. I've been painting here, but also at the same time, I've been listening to some of the stuff that I've recorded on my that's on my website, and I may make a joke about global warming, but that's not to say that I take it lightly. Okay. I'm not going to be hysterical about global warming because there's really nothing I can do, you know. Even if I gave up my vehicles and walked every way and rode a bike every place, like Pete Buttigieg, that's another thing. What a phony. Pete Buttigieg, I guess he's the transportation secretary. He likes to show how he rides his bike to meetings and stuff like that. Well, they got video of him riding an SUV with his security detail, two SUVs or something like that, two or three SUVs security detail, and they ride the SUV up to within an area of close to where his meeting's going to be, and the bike's attached to a bike rack in the back. He gets out, puts his helmet on. The security guy takes the bike off the bike rack. And he rides the rest of the way to the meeting to show, oh, he's rode his bike there. He's really concerned about global warming. What a phony. Oh, man. Anyway, so it's just that I'm not going to be hysterical about global warming. There's nothing I can do, you know. Like I said, I can give up my vehicles, I can walk everywhere, ride my bike everywhere, and it's still going to be on the trajectory that they say it is. Again, when I was young, that's one thing they taught us is that the climate is always changing. Okay, there's been ice ages that came and ice ages that left, and periods of heating up and droughts and all that sort of stuff. So there's nothing you can do about it, truthfully. Especially with the United States is not the problem. Okay. The people here are not the problem for global warming or climate change. There's some evidence that there's some effect that humans play a part in climate change, okay? But we're not the 100% of the problem, okay? So it's going to change either way. And here in the US, we're pretty clean. We've been pretty clean. It's the places like China and India, and China's building new coal plants every year and burning all sorts of coal. Those two places are definitely the biggest contributors to pollution. But like they said, the Paris climate. This is what I'm hearing in the reports. The Paris, whatever climate agreement is, they don't really hold them responsible. You know, like the U.S. is going to have to meet these check marks as far as what we're doing before they do, because they're supposedly a developing country. Bullshit. You know, China itself is set to take over being the leader of the US of the world. And so yeah, there's not much we can do about it here in the US. You know, go ahead and give up your car and start riding your bike everywhere and don't turn lights on and all that sort of stuff. Okay? It won't do any good. But go ahead and do it if it makes you feel better. Okay? So that's pretty much it for now. I'll get back to you soon. 8:40 a.m. I'm stopping my painting process now, and I'm going to deal with my responsibilities. I gotta take the dog out, feed him, go over to my sister's house and feed that cat and clean up his litter pan. And I also need to get some vegetables for the garden. I usually buy some plants that I'll plant in here, so I'm gonna go take a look at that. So I got shopping to do today. I also gotta make an appointment for the Prius to find out what the heck is going on with that warning light. So have a good day.